providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome into the second half of KER Politics. You know, I have to tell you, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum really is giving me some good insights, and I hope giving you some really good insights into what's going on in the minds of the never-Trumpers and in the minds of the always-Trumpers. I really enjoy hearing what she and some of our other psychologist guests have to say. Jim, I want to ask you a question. Was this a good week or a bad week for the president in terms of the opinion polls, in terms of what you think the opinion polls are actually saying, good or bad, bud?
Well, I think many people thought this should have been the president's worst week in history. The House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff forwarded the investigation results, his report, to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler to pursue impeachment. And I believe that what has happened, I don't believe what the polls are showing very strongly, is that there's less appetite after open hearings from Adam Schiff, less appetite for impeachment for President Trump. I think the numbers, most of the polling is showing a drop from 48% of independents down to in the 30s, below 30s. Republicans are actually more positive for him, and even some Democrats are slipping. So the entire effort to push impeachment over this Ukrainian issue has really turned against the Democratic effort, to the political effort to do it. And there's a lot of reasons for it. I think there's a lot of reasons.
Jimmy, you got to give me some of those reasons. And the reason you have to do that is, I believe, from what I'm hearing, number one, in our community, and number two, from what I'm observing is going on in our country as a whole, I really don't see a whole lot of positive emotion for Trump right now. Why do you disagree with that?
Well, I think there's actually there's some great numbers out there that contradict that statement, in spite of some of the people in our local community. But basically, with the intelligence the Intelligence Committee's effort to do this hearing and this investigation against Trump, there were two basic principles that they were attacking. One, they believe that Trump was using bribery, this $400 million in security assistance aid. And two, that he was it was in order to conduct the investigation against a actual potential political opponent, Joe Biden. Yep. The problem with that argument is that if you say, first of all, every one of the witnesses that were called in the open hearing or asked directly if they saw any bribery or any illegal conduct, nobody did. Nobody in that open hearing said that. So that really undermines the argument. But I'm going to tell you the second conundrum that that they have, which is very significant, that the Democrats have in this in making these accusations. If the President of the United States cannot ask for an investigation for a potential corruption, and the information is very strong. Joe Biden has actually openly said that he used a quid pro quo to force them to withdraw this investigation against the Burisma, the company that his son was on the board of. If you say that wasn't legitimate, then how can you argue that the Comey investigation under the Obama administration for counterintelligence investigation in the campaign was actually legitimate? And then how do you argue that the Mueller investigation was legitimate when you say that this shouldn't have happened for the Trump administration? That puts them in a very difficult position. And I think that go ahead, Al.
But do you think that the Schiff people are going to really buy that? Do you think that'll ever even come out in the investigation in the Senate? What do you think?
Well, that's the second big problem they have. Adam Schiff selectively picked witnesses that would support his claims and justify his investigation, but did not allow an actual legal process that allowed counterarguments. So it will come out if it goes to the Senate, and if Jerry Nadler in the Judiciary Committee has open hearings and the president is able to bring witnesses that actually counter these arguments, and apparently there's a number of them, then it will come out. It'll look very, and it does. It looks incredibly political at this point. And that's why people are seeing through it. And it was political. The entire argument is political. There was no bribe. There was the money was released. There was no investigation. So the accusations are screaming at a crime that never existed. So that's slapping them back in the face.
Well, I have to agree with you 100% that the accusations are bringing up an action that never really occurred. But the fact of the matter is, most of the people who I know, most of the liberal folks who I know, I mean, they may be misinformed. They may only believe what they want to believe. But the fact of the matter is, there is a very large contingent of people in the United States who believe that what Schiff is doing is 100% correct. And they believe that what, you know, the, in defense of Trump, that all of those actions are simply erroneous. Now, what I do find to be interesting is I saw the polls that came out, obviously, of late. And right now, 1-2-3 in the Democratic side of the fence, for lack of better terms. Obviously, Joe Biden is in first place. I think that one is going to really bite the Democrats hard. Elizabeth Warren has now, according to one of the polls, slipped into third place, and Mayor Pete is now rather substantially, according to some of the polls, in second place. I don't think that that bodes real well for the Democratic team. How about you, Jimmy?
No, I agree completely. I think that they're in a very difficult position, and when the first black billionaire comes out publicly in today's reporting, says that, hey, based on the candidates out there, they're just not going to get black support and they can't beat Trump, that's a pretty powerful statement. And
yes,
of course, some of these polls that have come out recently in the last week, again, this week has turned out to be what should have been President Trump's worst week has actually turned out to be one of his better weeks. Black community in some polls between 25 and 35 or 34% support with some margin of error. But in the black community, that's unprecedented since Eisenhower support for a Republican president. That actually will significantly undermine the Democrats' possibilities to win the race if Trump continues with those types of poll numbers. And it goes right to Buttigieg, who gets zero support from the black community.
You're right.
Warren gets very little support in the black community. Biden has the strongest support in the black community, which is why he's actually still up there. But then you get, you know, people like Bloomberg that are really, really causing some problems in their process, the Democratic candidates' process. And I think they're in a real difficult situation.
Well, I think they are in a very difficult situation. We're going to take that topic and enlarge on it quite a bit here in the next segment. What I want to begin the next segment with, Jim, so you can kind of get your thoughts together on that one, is exactly how much of a role is Michael Bloomberg going to play as a spoiler? My personal opinion, looking at it on the surface, I would say that in spite of the fact that he has very strong ties to the Republican Party, which I think is going to cause the Democrats a little bit of consternation, for lack of better terms, in spite of that, I would have to say that he is really in the best position of anybody, other than the fact that he is, quite frankly, an old man. And that is, I think, going to become more and more of an issue. So let's talk in the next segment about the role that Michael Bloomberg could play. Folks, stick around. We're going to be right back.